Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. Devil portion blessing for you today. Miracles, signs, and wonders. The Word of God said, you shall do greater things. You shall do greater things. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. It is the power hour of prayer, prayer time. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Thank you for your praise reports. Thank you for your prayer requests. God is working miracles in your life. My God, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Our prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. We're waiting on the Lord. Yes, we are. We're going to wait until Jesus comes. Thank you, God. Because the storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Yes, it is. And we thank God for Jesus. The storm is passing over.
summertime, and everyone like we had problems along the way. Yes, we did. But I know someone who can work them out as we go from day to day. Let God in. Let him have his way. Yeah. Trust in Jesus and do what he said. You will find
the storm is over
in the sand.
The land is dry.
Come on.
The sun is shining
up in the sky.
Oh,
I want you to know this morning that God will see you through. We thank God. God will see you through, Evangelist Taylor. God will see you through, Sister Berdetta. God will see you through, Reverend Maybelle Hickman. God will see you through. No matter what the situation is, God will see you through.
Like a ship that tossed and driven, ready by an angry sea. When the storm of life is raging, and the fear is falling on me, well, I wonder what have I done to make this race so hard to run. Well, I say to myself, so take care, and the Lord will make a way somehow. Yeah, the Lord
will make a way somehow.
No, he will.
God that we serve. He has never forsaken you. He hasn't forgotten about you. He knows exactly what you're going through, my sisters and my brothers. God loves you. He's a keeper. He's a God of his word. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what the doctors say, my God, my God, my God, the Lord will make a way somehow. In every situation in your life, all you got to do is trust him. Don't look back. Don't look back. Look forward. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Somebody ought to give him praise. Somebody ought to give him the glory. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Eternal life, everlasting life in Jesus Christ. If you have accepted him as your personal Savior, you can look to Jesus Christ and live. No matter what's going on, no matter what's being said, no matter what's being done in this world, look to Jesus Christ and live. And celebrate Jesus. Have your personal revival right in your home. Thank you, God. And it's free. Don't cost you nothing for revival. Look to Jesus. Hallelujah. He will revive your soul. He will give you the strength to go on. He will give you the desire to go on. He's keeping you. Yes, he is. You wonder how you made it? Nobody but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how you got over. That's how you got over. You know, the world will say, oh, I got over on him or her. But you know what? It's nothing like Jesus Christ. He's our overcomer. Thank God. And you are overcomers, my sisters and my brothers. You're not survivors. You're overcomers. You're men and women of the almighty living God. You're a child of God for Jesus. Let's go to the word of God. I'm excited this morning. I am excited this morning. God is blessing you. Yes, he is. You may not be able to see what he's doing for me, but the Lord is blessing me and you right now. I want you to know that. I want to share my blessings. I don't know about you. Some of us are stingy. Some of us are tight. Some of us are selfish. Share your blessings. You are a blessing. God has created you to be a blessing to someone else. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You want to be blessed? You bless others. Thank you, God. And plant your seeds in the right soil so it will grow and it will flourish. It will blossom. It will bloom. Thank you, God, for your healing mercy this morning. Thank you, God. Someone's being healed this morning. Someone's being delivered. Someone's being set free. Thank you, God. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. But thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Even when you're in trouble, my God, my God, my God, he's with you. The word of God says what? I will be with him in trouble. He knows all about the trouble you done got yourself into. And now you want to blame God. Stop playing the blame game. Accept the responsibility for your actions. Accept the responsibility for your actions. You made that choice. Thank you, Jesus. You never prayed about it. You never asked God. You decided to make that decision. Accept the responsibility for your actions. He said he'll be with you even while you're in trouble. Thank you, God. Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked way of living. Know who you are, man and woman of Christ, God's child, God's woman, God's man. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. You're not perfect. You're striving for perfection. Thank you, God. He knows all about your troubles. He knows all about your trials. He knows all about your situations. Yes, he does. It's not a surprise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what you're going through. He already knew that you was going to go through that. Yes, he did. So now he wants to see if you're going to trust him. All right now. He wants to see if you're going to trust him in the middle of that situation. Or are you going to whine and cry and blame someone else? Jesus knows all about your trials, your tribulation. Yes, he does. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Somebody needs some help this morning. And you better call on King Jesus. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Why are you surprised about being persecuted? Didn't they persecute Jesus Christ? They didn't believe who he said he was. He who knew no sin, committed no sin. They persecuted our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and nailed him to the cross. Suffered, died, and bled on the cross for what? Our sins. So why are you acting surprised because you are being persecuted? If you are a man or woman of God, man up. You're going to be persecuted. And you praise God in the midst of being persecuted. You praise God in the midst of your trials. You praise God in the midst of your tribulation. You praise him anyway. Thank you, God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they soon to be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my dear ones, and do good. So shall thou so dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, not you. The Spirit of the living God will bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday, in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself in any, what? Fret not thyself, because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my dear ones, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For what? Evildoers shall be cut off. My God, my God, my God. I pray that you're not one of the evil ones. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. I thank God for my inheritance. And you, if you're not one of the evildoers, you'll be praising God and thank God for your inheritance this morning. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, glory be to God, shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The meek. You're not allowing anyone to abuse you mentally, physically, verbally, or emotionally. Amen. God did not make you a doormat. You're not to be abused mentally, verbally, physically, or emotionally. or being neglected. That's not in God's plan for men and women of God. My dear ones, if you are being mentally, verbally, physically, emotionally abused and neglected, you need to shake the dust from your feet and move on. You need to call the proper authorities if you're seeing this being done to a child, to a senior, to a disabled person, to Jesus. Meekness does not mean weakness. You're strong in the Lord. Meekness does not mean you're allowing people to abuse you and misuse you. You're a man or woman of God. Shake the dust from your feet and move on. Forgive them and move on. Yes, you forgive them and move on with your life. You ain't got to stay in that situation. If your spouse is abusing you verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, or neglecting you, male or female, it's just not a man thing. We have women that do the same thing. You need to move on. Young people, do not allow any adult to abuse you. My God, my God, my God. God will take care of you. Thank you, Jesus. Men and women of God, child of God, do not allow anyone to abuse you. Some children abuse their parents. Do not allow your children to abuse you, men and women of God. The world is watching. Allow anyone to abuse you. Some church folk abuse individuals. My God, my God, my God, you need to get out of that church. Do not allow the pastor, the deacons, the deaconess, the trustees to abuse you mentally, physically, emotionally. Do not allow that to happen. Shake the dust from your feet. Forgive them and move on. Thank you, God. Somebody's being abused this morning, and God is saying, get yourself out of that situation. You need to move on with your life. You're a child of God. You're a woman of God. You're a man of God. Do not allow anyone to verbally, sexually, physically, emotionally abuse you. Those abusive words, you don't need those words in your life. My God, my God, my God. I decree and declare that abuse will stop right now in the name of Jesus. Move on. Pray for those that despitefully use you. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. What goes around come around. Watch out. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Is your conversation upright today? Are you obeying the laws of the land? Their sword shall enter their own heart and their bow shall be broken. Yes, they will. A little that the righteous man has better than the riches of many the wicked. Don't make you happy. You want the joy of the Lord because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Somebody may look and say, why is she so happy all the time? Why is she smiling? Why is he smiling all the time? Why? The joy of the Lord is his strength. This joy that I have, the world can't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of joy that you want. Jesus' joy. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little as the righteous man has, better than the riches of many the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. God is upholding you, righteous ones. God is upholding you. They're not getting away with anything. You wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Let him strengthen your heart. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. He know your days. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Forever. And my dear sisters and brothers, forever means forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Psalm 41, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of lavishness. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul. And someone is crying out for healing this morning. God hears you. God hears you. For I have sinned against thee. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. And evil the deeds, say they, cleaveth fast upon him. And now he hath rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend, who you thought was your friend. Yet my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, sit right at your table, ate your food, every Sunday they were there eating with you at your table, have lifted up his heel against me. You thought it was your friend. They were familiar to you. But thank God you found out. They were there only for other reasons. And they were only there for a season. Let them go. God is taking some individuals out of your life. Let them go, my dear ones. Don't try to hold on to them. Don't worry about why they haven't called you. Don't worry about why they haven't visited me. Someone ought to hear it this morning. Don't even worry about having visitors. My God, you can't let everyone come into your house. You can't let everything come into your house, every spirit in your home. My God, my God, my God, my God. The Spirit of the Lord said, keep them out. Don't let them come into your home, those spirits. Go in your home and walk through every room and pray and ask God to get those spirits out of your home. If you're living in one room, pray and let God, ask God to get those spirits out of your one room. Your apartment, pray and ask God to get those spirits out of your apartment. You can't have everybody in your home. My God, my God, my God. We can't have some of our children in our home with their evil, nasty spirits. My God, my God, your blood pressure going up. My God, suffering and aches and pains because of some of our disobedient children. My God, that's not the kind of life God wants you to live. Jesus, get out of that situation. God will take care of you. Yes, he will. Let them live that disobedient life. Husband or wives, if they're not living according to the word of God, they'll be disobedient to the word of God. Let him or her go. Yes, I said it. Husband and wives, if that husband is being disobedient to the word of God, let him go. That wife, let her go. Those children, let them go. Let them go. Put them in God's hands. And you go forth and make a difference in the lives of those that love you, that will cherish you, that will grow with you in Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me and rise me up that I may require thee. By this I know that thou favorest me because my enemy doth not triumph over me. God will not allow your enemies to triumph over you. Wait on the Lord. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine iniquity and setteth me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and everlasting. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. You got to pray these scriptures. Don't say you don't know how to pray. You got these scriptures. Pray the scriptures. As my heart panteth after the water, brooks, as panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God. Are you thirsty for God? Are you thirsty for the word of God this morning? For the living God. Our God is not dead. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while thou continuously say unto me, where is thy God? Somebody is saying right now, where's her God now? Where's his God now? They trust in God. They believe in God. Where's their God now? He's with you. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I have gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of you and praise with a multitude that kept the holy day. Are you keeping the holy day? I remember we were children. We didn't do anything on Sunday. We didn't wash. We didn't cook. We didn't clean. We praise and worship God. And we were truly blessed. We didn't shop. I know that various people have various working hours, and I understand that. But I thank God for Chick-fil-A keeping that day holy. Thank God. And you see the lines at his locations are longer than any line at any other fast food store because he's keeping God's day holy. Are you keeping God's day holy? God bless you. Will you keep his day holy? Will you set that have that time set apart for Jesus Christ? Keep his day holy. Even if you're not going into a church building, in your own home, you can keep that day holy. You can worship God. We have services that are on television now. We have services, conference calls. We have services online, Zoom. Keep his day holy. For those that cannot get out, for those that are disabled, don't have anyone to take them, keep his day holy. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are going out, invite someone to go with you. Invite someone to go with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquiet in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hamites and from the hill of Meskah. Deep calleth unto me at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. That's what you feel like. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. Thank you, Jesus. Keep a song in your heart at all times. When you're going through a trial, when you're going through a situation, when you're going through surgery in the hospital, keep a song in your heart. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, keep a song in your heart at all times. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Keep a song in your heart, and in the night his song shall be with me, in my prayer unto God of my life. And I will say unto God my rock, he's your rock. Why hast thou forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? He is with you, my dear ones. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. My hope is in Jesus Christ, not in the doctor, not in the lawyer, not in the judge, not in the police officers. My hope is in Jesus Christ, not in the Pope, not in the Cardinal, not in the pastor, not in the Archbishop, not in the prophetess, not in the prophet. My hope is in Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He is the deliverer. He's the keeper. He's the healer. He's the way maker. We pray for those in leadership positions. God is a never-changing God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, God. For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 42. Pray the scriptures. Pray the scriptures. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know this morning about your angel protectors. The ancients believed that the angel of God presence is a mighty miracle working presence that is available to every man. Every man. That there are angel protectors all around us who are only too glad to guide and protect us when called upon to do so. Call upon your angels of protection. Yes, we're calling upon Jesus. We know he's our all in all. But he's also dispatched some angels to protect us. They felt that every person has an angel of higher self. When challenges arise, say to yourself, I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel goes before me. I have nothing to fear. My guardian angels go before me in the courtroom. My guardian angels go before me for surgery. My guardian angels go before me as I walk down the streets. My guardian angels go before me as I lie in my sick bed. My guardian angels go before me when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I have nothing to fear. My guardian angels go before me, making right my way. Decree this often for others, too. A businesswoman was concerned about having to make an out-of-town buying trip, since she would have to drive 200 miles in rain, accompanied by her sick husband, whom she could not leave at home alone. A friend said, you have nothing to fear because I pray that your guardian angels be with you, my dear ones. She's taking her husband with her, and he's ill. She didn't leave him at home for someone else to take care of him. She didn't say you're sick, so you need to stay home. My God, my God, my God. Trust and faith in God. Thank you, Jesus. Upon returning from the buying trip, the businesswoman reported, I did seem to be accompanied by an angel. Uh-huh. She didn't say something. Something said, or I felt something. She said, I did seem to be accompanied by an angel. As I drove out of town, the sky cleared of fog, the rain stopped, and the sun shone through. There was no more bad weather on the entire trip. Isn't that God? Nobody but God. God will make a way for you somehow. Yes, he did. Yes, he did make a way for you. Well, you didn't know how you was going to make it. You didn't know what report you was going to receive. You didn't know what decision was going to be reached. But God made a way. There was no more bad weather on the entire trip. The drive lifted my husband's spirits, and he suffered no ill effects from it. Look at God. Look at God. Because she trusted God and had her husband, whom she loved, with her. Thank you, Jesus. There was no more bad weather on the entire trip. The drive lifted her husband's spirits and suffered no ill effects from it. That's nobody but God. God watched over her and her husband and dispatched his heavenly host of angels, healing angels, all around her husband. Thank you, God. Are you trusting God this morning and his angels he sent into your presence? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Financially, this proved to be the most profitable buying trip I have made in a long time because she trusts God. And God dispatches heavenly hosts of angels all around her and her husband. The weather even changed. My God, my God, my God. She spoke no negative thoughts. Thank you, Jesus. She spoke no negative thoughts. She trusts God. And we need to stop speaking those negative thoughts. Watch your words, my sisters and my brothers. Two missionaries were passing through a dangerous jungle region where robbers were waiting to attack them. But as the missionaries prayerfully approached, the robbers saw a third person, much larger than any life size, thank you, Jesus, traveling with them and apparently hovering over them protectively. The presence of this third angel, the presence of this third party or angel of protection both puzzled and frightened the robbers so that the missionaries were saved from harm. Won't God do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will do it every time. I want you to know that you got angels of protection all around you. I want you to know that you got angels all around you. Be careful how you entertain strangers. It may be what? An angel in disguise. The Hebrews of old felt that Raphael was the angel of healing. At times you might wish to decree, angel of healing, come forth here and now. Angel of healing, come forth here and now. Angel of healing, come forth here and now. Or you may wish to call on the angel of prosperity. Angel of prosperity, love, harmony, and marriage is the same way. My God, my God, my God, call upon your healing angel right now. Angel of healing, come forth right now. Angel of prosperity, come forth here and now. Angel of harmony, come forth here and right now. Angel of love, come forth here and right now. Before traveling or going forth into any challenging situation, it is well to affirm the angel of calm comes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences, or the angel of God's presence goes before me and prepares my way. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angel or protector when he said, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Malachi 3 and 1, the word of God. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Malachi 3 and 1. Once this individual was going on a six-week lecture trip, she decided to test the angel idea of affirming that the angel of prosperity went before her, making prosperous and successful her way. When lecturing for business professionals or convention groups, a professional lecture fee is in order, whereas the offering received when lecturing in churches are often so small that they do not pay your expenses. You all know about that. And this was to be a lecture trip for churches. Watch out, men and women of God. However, on this trip, after sending her prosperity angel before her, something happened that had never happened before. Along the way, people kept proudly saying, I've read your books. I have been helped by them. I want to show my appreciation by sharing a special tithe offering with you. Look at God. The result was that she came home carrying a number of checks, tithe checks, and special gifts to the individuals. From the individuals will help defray her cost. She has so often had to meet personally herself. Somebody to hear this morning. Somebody's going on a business trip. Somebody's going to preach and teach in a church. Call on God and ask him to send your angel of prosperity before you. That experiment convinced her that she had an angel of prosperity. I believe her trust and her faith in God and believe that God sends angels of prosperity to us, angels of healing, angels of love, angels of harmony. As for the angel of healing, A theory came out of England many years ago, appearing in the London Daily Mirror and the Central News Agency, about a woman who had been ill for 5 years and was dying from advanced tuberculosis. Doctors had long despaired of saving her, and relatives had gathered around her as she stopped breathing and appeared to be gone. Number eight, new beginnings, she suddenly took a deep breath and roused as she was conventionally said, "Yes, I am listening. Who is it?" At that moment, she saw an angel bending over her who said, "Your suffering are over. Get up and walk." Didn't God tell the man that? Get up and walk. When she asked for her robe so that she could walk, it caused a great commotion among the relatives because they had not seen her walk in months. She then walked into another room and asked for food. Then she had not had a solid meal for 6 months. As she quickly regained her health, medical tests revealed that there was not a trace of disease left in her body. Isn't God good? And he's doing that for someone right now. He's healing you from cancer. He's healing you from HIV/AIDS. He's healing you from tuberculosis. He's healing you from migraine headaches. He's healing you from mental illness. He's healing you from arthritis, bursitis. He's healing you, my dear ones. After 5 years of intense suffering, thereafter she ate well, slept well, and was quite calm and peaceful. Nothing seemed to tire or excite her. The angel had told her that her life was being spared in order that she might help to heal others. Look at God. God is healing you so that you may be able to have a testimony and help someone else. God is making you prosperous that you'll tell someone else your story, how God brought you through. God is delivering you from substance abuse, alcoholism, homosexuality, gossiping, lying, stealing, backbiting, fornication. God is healing you so that you could tell someone else what God can do. What God has done for others, he'll do for you. So she spent a great deal of her time in intercessory prayer for the sick in her village. Pray. She spent a great deal of her time interceding for other ones in her village, asking the angel of healing to make them whole again. She didn't jump in the pulpit. Thank you, Jesus. My God. She interceded for others that stand in need of healing right where she was, in her village. Thank you, God. You need to intercede for someone right in your home. My God, right where you are. Everybody don't need to see you. Some of us want to be seen. Some of us want to be heard. Intercede for someone right where you are, in your home, in your secret closet, in your car. My God. Someone need to intercede for someone this morning, right where you are, in her village, asking the angel of healing to make them whole again. Many healings occurred, and her life took on new meaning and new satisfaction. Thank God for the intercessory prayer warriors. Thank God for you interceding in the wee hours of the night. Thank God for the evangelists. Thank God for the missionaries that are traveling all around the world. Everybody's not called to pastor a church. Thank you, Jesus. You are the church. You need to do what God has called you out to do. Thank you, God. Many are called, but few are chosen. Are you one of the chosen ones this morning? God is calling on you to intercede, to pray without ceasing. Thank you, Jesus. If my people will call upon my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. If my people are called by my name, Christians, will humble themselves and pray. That's what the word of God says. Turn from your wicked ways, then you'll hear from heaven and heal the land. You are the land. You are the church. You're the walking epistles. Intercede and pray without ceasing. That's what he's called us out to do. Pray without ceasing. Thank you, Jesus. Intercede. Pray without ceasing. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. You want to be blessed? You call upon the Almighty Living God. You seek God. You want to be healed? Call upon the Living God. Intercede for someone else after you get your healing. Bless someone this morning. Prayer. Intercede. Let them know what God can do. What God has done for others, he will do for you. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. Double portion blessing he's given you today. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your love offerings. Thank you, God, for your tithers. Bless those tithers back 100-fold. All been given out. Bless them back. When you tithe, you expect a blessing. You expect your healing. You expect your deliverance. It's God's money. It's not yours. He's watching to see if you're going to be a good steward with his money. Only 10%. Watch God bless you back 100-fold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you real good.